All right, so we're continuing our series on judging our thoughts and the intentions of our heart. Judging our thoughts and the intentions of our heart. You already know the drill. Let's open back up to Hebrews chapter 11, four, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4 and the 12th verse. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Judging our thoughts and intentions of the heart. Hebrews 4 and 12, for the word of God is living, alive, quick, constantly in operation, and active, piercing, penetrating as far as the division of soul and spirit of both joints and marrow, and able to judge and expose and sift and analyze and determine what is good and bad, the thoughts, that which we ponder and think about and reflect on, the hidden thoughts of the heart, which only God can discern, and the intentions or the conceptions, that which we conceive in our heart. I think, at least for me, to understand that the Word of God does all of that to this degree, that it is so deeply penetrating into our innermost being, is really a powerful thing. And it is really something that the world has no idea about. Amen. Have no idea. They don't have that tool, that powerful entity known as the living word of God. Amen. To help them figure out who they are and why they do what they do, so we can get better at being a better version of us. And by the way, this series, as I'm studying more and more, this series really is how to be the best you that God has created. You know, it's not about not being you anymore. That's not what it's about. It's about being the best version of the saved you, the redeemed you. Because God made you. He created you. And go back to the, if you go back to our introduction, we're saying that the Word of God reveals our true nature concerning our thoughts, concerning our motives, concerning our intentions, and concerning our desires. You take the word true nature, it reveals our true nature. Remember our real us, the real us. True nature, the real us, who we really are. Let that sit for a moment. The Word of God reveals to us who we really are concerning our motives, our intentions, our desires, and our thoughts. Who we really are. And that would prompt a question for me, who are we? Who are we? What's couched in that question is, why do we do what we do? How well do we really know ourselves? In the last 20 years, 19 years of ministry, I have found that I did not know myself or understand myself not that much. That's not a well-constructed sentence, but you know what I'm saying. Like, wow. Because the more I learned about myself, the more I realized, wow, I didn't know that about myself. Or I didn't understand that about myself. Who are we? How well do we know one another? You say, well, I've been living with me for yeah, but if you don't haven't gotten to just living with your sister, you can live with a spouse and not know them. Amen. Right? That's even in the natural. Amen. Who are we? Why do we do what we do? That depends, that answer depends on the word we're going to focus on. That depends upon our individual personality. Our individual personalities. I don't know if we realize it or if we understand it, but God has given each and every one of us that has ever existed personality. God has given every single human being that has ever existed personality. individual personality. Have we ever stopped to really think about that? Like right now on the planet, there are 8 billion, almost 8 billion personalities floating in the earth. Having said that, I think it's safe to say that there are several types of personalities. Does that make sense? Because obviously, no two are alike. Even twins have different personalities. Born at the same time, same DNA, different personalities. I know this Ice Eskimos, but you know what? We made you here at Word of Life Ministries in stating the obvious. Or stating things that we think everyone understands. I don't care. I'm not going to assume it. Yes, there are different types of personalities. Okay, I understand that. Yeah, just hold on a minute. Let that marinate. Because remember, we're trying to answer the question of who are we? And back that all the way back to being able to judge our thoughts and intentions of our heart. Who are we? Why do we think the way that why do you think the way you think? Why you're motivated in this area? What are the intentions? Why does this bother you and this doesn't? Having said that there are different types of personalities, then the question is, we're going to eventually get into this, is then what is your personality or what is your personality type? Before we get into that, let's define the word personality. Am I going too fast right now? This is our intro. Okay. Let's define the word personality. Personality is the combination of characteristics. Now, beside the word characteristic, those of you who are taking notes, I want you to put either parentheses or bracket, because we're going to define characteristics. Okay? So open a bracket or a parentheses, and we're going to define characteristics. What's the second word in this definition? The combination of. Listen to that. Characteristics. Characteristics are features, attributes, traits. Features, attributes, traits. You can even go into that even more, but right now, a combination of features, attributes, traits, okay? That's so combination of characteristics or qualities. So now close your bracket, move on to or qualities. Open a bracket at qualities. Abilities. I'm going to say it probably 4 times, comma, talents, virtue, assets, abilities, talents, virtue, assets. That's qualities. Abilities, talents, virtue, assets. Close your bracket. So thus far, we have this. Mother, can you hear me? Because you can sit back up here.
Yeah.
All right. So thus far we have this. The combination of characteristics or abilities that form an individual's distinctive character. The combination of characteristics or qualities that form an individual's distinctive character. And that character, you know, you guessed it, open a bracket, that character. So the combination of characteristics or qualities, a combination of those, that form an individual's distinctive character. Key phrase, distinctive character. That's why you're different from. Woo! That's why it's so unfair for parents, teachers, others in authority to compare one student to another. They are not that student. That is so unfair. Why don't you be like your brother? Because I'm not my brother. Now I can be a better version of me because I was a knucklehead in school. Why aren't you like your brother? Mark was a perfect student. He's a model student. Here come you. I'm not Mark. I'm not the best Greg, but I'm not Mark. I might have some traits of ADHD in the early 70s when they wouldn't even know what to call it. I could barely pay attention for 2 seconds. Really, now I can keep still barely. I'm getting older now. I think I can sit down and, you know, but I hate being bored. It's just almost unbearable. I'd rather be tortured almost than be bored, you know. That was terrible to just be still, you know. Well, I may have had some forms of that. I'm not Mark. Mark later. Sit down, focus, read books. I don't read nothing else for the most part. Everything I read pertains to the word. I will hit an archive once in a while because it's not too long. If April sent it to me, I'm like, I get that one, but no, that's too many pages. Mark sit there and read and read and read. He was just wonderful as a student. His personality, his combination of characteristics and qualities that made up his individual distinctive character was different from mine. I'm not my brother. My mother never said no mess like that, and neither did my dad. Yeah, take your time. Is it just you and Kristen, right? Yeah, completely different. Yeah, take your time, mother. Completely different. It's unfair for grandmothers, uncles, aunties to compare nieces and nephews and all that. Never, ever, don't ever, ever. That's an individual. God made them as an individual. With a distinctive distinctive set of qualities and characteristics that make up that individual personal character that's different from the next person, from the next person, from the next person. Did you open a bracket at character? Character. Integrity. Integrity. We're defining character or giving synonym for character. Integrity, comma, uprightness. Uprightness, comma, reputation, comma, temperament, and lastly, disposition, which covers behavior and so forth, how one acts. So again, it's integrity, uprightness, reputation, temperament, disposition. Now, if we're just getting started on the word personality, if you think about it, when you think about your life, you, and define yourself through this definition, that you're a combination of characteristics or qualities that form your individual distinctive character. That's what God has placed inside every individual, lack of a better term. Okay, so that's the definition, but we're gonna go over the definitions and say it several different ways. Here's the next way to say this. The sum total of the physical, mental, emotional, and social characteristics of an individual. I'm going to say it again. The sum total of the physical, mental, bless you, emotional, and social characteristics of an individual. Okay, I'll say it again. Sum total, right? This is the whole thing. The sum total of the physical, mental, emotional, and social characteristics of an individual. Does that make sense? Now, you got, believe me, you got to go home and study and let this kind of marinate in there, because it's really exciting. Okay, I'm about to really learn about who I am. Let's crack this open. Because I want to know why I do what I do. What makes, why does that make me mad when people do that to me, or this, that, and the other? I don't like feeling this way when such and such a thing happens. The more I grew in growing in Christ Jesus, the more I become irritated. Like, why does that bother me? Why does that knock me off my square? I don't like that. We ought to think that. You know, I'm a child of God. I got power. Why does something like that throw me off my square? That shouldn't bother me. I see that more these last two decades than at any other time in my life. Because you don't like that. You don't, when you're thrown off your square, somebody for kind of, you know, you're kind of off base right now. At that moment, you're in a dangerous place to not bring God glory. And I'd rather not be there. So what can I do to not go there? What's in me that needs to be healed? Here's a word, healed. It's a good word there. So that doesn't happen to me. We're all broken. Every last one of us. Male, female, red, brown, yellow, black, and white. Rich or poor, bond or free, we're all broken. And in our brokenness, because of that, we react to certain situations in certain ways. So it's the sum total of the physical, mental. And I love how it covers it all. Physical, mental, emotional, and social characteristics of an individual. Okay, let's go to another one. The organized pattern of behavioral characteristics of the individual. Key phrase, the organized pattern of behavioral characteristics of the individual. Because if you notice that our behavior, which is the way we react based on the same thing to certain situations, it is an organized pattern of behavior. And that's what we just spoke about. Once you're healed in that area, that pattern of behavior breaks if it's negative. Organized pattern of behavior, of behavioral characteristics, the organized pattern of behavioral characteristics of the individual. Okay? Now, so we've done the definition, but I want to kind of give you another note on that. Personality has to do with individual differences among people. Okay? Personality has to do with individual differences among people in behavior patterns, cognition, and emotion. Now, next to cognition, do a bracket. But I just want to give you the full thing first. Personality has to do with individual differences among people in behavior patterns, cognition, and emotion. Know the three good ways to sum it up. How one behaves, how one reasons, thinks, and understands, and the emotion. Okay, did you open a bracket next to cognition? No? Okay, let's go with cognition. Okay, reasoning, cognition. Reasoning, understanding, perception, intellect, awareness, and lastly, intuition. Close your bracket. And emotion. Okay, and emotion. After you close your bracket after cognition, it should be and emotion. So it should read like this. Personality has to do with the individual differences among people in one, behavior patterns, two, cognition, and three, emotion. When we talk about emotion, if you want to open up, we're talking about feeling, how you react, your passion, your excitement. Feeling, reaction, passion, excitement, sentiment, throw that in there. Those are all dealing with emotion. Again, personality has to do with individual differences among people in three areas: behavior patterns, cognition, and emotion. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to number, give a letter, and I'm assign a letter and a number to each personality type. They are in no particular order. So know that. So there's going to be personality type A1, B2, and you catch that, C3, D4, E5, F6, H7, here G, right? E, F, got number alphabet. G, that's G7, you have GH, A, N, I, 9. That's how we'll identify the 9 personality traits, types rather. A1, B2, C3, D4, E5, F6, G7, H8, and I9. The aim or the goal or the objective of locating, identifying our personality type is to, and I got a colon here in my notes, and I gave a couple, few things here. The aim or the goal or the objective in locating our personality type is to, no particular order, and we just say one or A, show why we impulsively go a particular direction in our imagination. Why do I think this? Why is this coming into my mind? Why does my imagination go into that direction instead of over in this direction? It's to show why we impulsively go a particular direction in our imagination. Two, or B, why our hearts burn for one thing over another. Why we're passionate about this and just super cold about this. Or why we're exceptionally driven in certain areas and not in others. And whatever it is, the D or four, to expose areas where we are blind to certain patterns and motivations, even to certain virtues. We're blind, and some call them blind spots, why we have these blind spots to certain patterns and motivations, and even to certain virtues, even to the good things too. And it's amazing how blind we are concerning ourselves. I mean, we just have no idea why we do that. You know, we're hollering at our children, and why you do that? Why you do that? And one day you're doing the same thing over maybe off by yourself with among grown folk. And the Lord brings to you, man, that's just what I hollered at little Ray Ray about doing. I'm doing the exact thing. We don't even see what we're doing. You know, that little fella or little fellette is picking up what you, right. You know, they're seeing you. But you have no idea that you even do that. Very minor, but I remember I was playing some Wii golf with my brother-in-law, and he said, beautiful, beautiful. You know, it was a good shot. He said, beautiful, beautiful. I said, man, I like how you say that. He said, I got that from you. I said, what? He said, yeah, you say that all the time. Had no idea. That's benign, but there are things we're blind to that are not good, and even to certain virtues. Why are we blind to that? We know sin is at the root of it. We want to find out. To expose areas where we are blind to certain patterns and motivations, even to certain virtues. At this point, I want to introduce this term. I'm going to put this one in red so everybody can see it. Called self-knowledge. 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 Self-knowledge, simply put, is knowing one's self or understanding one's own motives or character. Self-knowledge, to know oneself or to understand one's own motives and or character. So there's a lot of introduction you see that we have to kind of go through before we get this started. Now, at this point, I want to caution about self-knowledge in a sense. We understand that we need to go beyond simply knowing our personality type. Not just to know that. And realize that self-knowledge needs to be applied to the process of spiritual maturity. We want to apply self-knowledge towards spiritual growth. So we want to go beyond simply knowing our personality type. Go beyond that and realize that we need to apply self-knowledge, self-understanding towards spiritual growth. We want to use this. I don't like using slick saying or anything like that, but this does fit. When we want to use this information of knowing ourselves for transformation. Let this information be for transformation. Let it transform us. Let this information, what information? Knowing our personality type, let it be for transformation. At this point, how are we understanding? Are we good? Are we understanding this for the most part? I've given you a lot of information. It's a lot of information. I beg you to go home and study over it. But are we, for the most part, hearing it in thick fashion? Are we pretty much understanding what's being said for the most part? So we go through all of this to get to self-knowledge, but realizing that self-knowledge is still for spiritual growth, which ultimately bring God's glory. So we want to bring it all the way back. We're not just doing some behavioral psychoanalysis. It's not what it's about. It's about understanding yourself, understanding myself, understanding ourselves to grow spiritually so that we bring him more glory. Does that make sense? Because being your best self that God has created, is you owe that to God. Because after all, I created you with this personality type. I need you to use that, operate in it to the best of Holy Ghost and you working synergistically together, work that thing out to the best of that, and then bring me glory. I gave you a personality type for a reason. I made you a A1 and she a B2. But I need you to be the best A1. I need you to be the best B2. God gave us these personality types. That's why you don't ever get jealous of somebody else doing. You know, man, some people are just a brainiac. Cool. Praise God. You know, you may can pick up 100 pounds. Dude, brother can't lift 5. He can give you the pi symbol 3.146 and he's carrying around for 400 digits. But he can't make a pi. You know, you can't. He just